going to look at the practice exercise under week six. So bring up the practice exercise. Okay. This is essentially pseudocode. Okay, so it is not code that would actually run, but it's pseudocode. So that means it is addressing the logic. Okay, and telling you the logic that you have to do, but it's not written specifically in a language, although it's kind of close. Okay, so this is basically a logic program if I wanted to write a program to do this. And it starts there and ends down there. Okay, so the first thing that you do when you're starting a program is you set up some variables to hold information. Okay? Now, I have a mistake here that I keep forgetting to fix, and that is there should have been no embedded space between "ga" and "result". Down here, I did it right. Okay? But I keep forgetting to fix that. There should be no embedded space there. Okay. So I am setting up essentially four memory variables. So I'm setting up in memory a place called first num. And I am giving it an initial value of 100. So that means that I am setting up a place in memory. I'm telling the computer to set it up. Okay? I don't know where it's going to keep put it, but it will keep track. Okay, so I've got first num set up for 100. I've got second num set up as 5. I've got third num that I'm giving an initial value of 12. And I've got the result, which I'm giving an initial value of 0. Okay? So this can also be called something like housekeeping or initializing. So I am initializing things and doing housekeeping and getting my memory variables ready to work with. Okay, so these are being stored in an area in memory, and the first num will contain 100. Second num contains 5. Third num contains the result. Okay, then I am going to do some processing. And the processing is within a loop. So I'm doing some processing here. And when I'm done with the processing, I am doing the wrap-up down here. So there are three parts of this program. There is the housekeeping or initializing, there is the processing, and there is the wrap-up. So I have three different parts of it. Okay, I also have going on in this program an if statement, and you've already looked at if statements and played around with them for a while. And I also have a loop. Okay, so I have a loop going on here that allows me to do something over and over and over again. Okay, and loops are an important part of programming. In fact, to be called a programming language, you have to have the ability to have things step through and do things one at a time. You need to have the ability to have an if statement, and you need to have the ability to loop. Okay, so what happens is when I start this pseudocode or this program, it does the things in order. It drops down and does them in order. So it sets up first num, sets up second num, sets up third num, sets up the result. And then it hits the do while. and the do while is the beginning of a loop. So I'm saying I want to do this loop while second num is less than third num, less than or equal to third num. So a loop is something I repeat over and over and over again. I want to do the contents, okay? From the do while down to the end while is the contents of the loop. And I want to do that loop over and over and over again while second num is less than or equal to third num. As soon as second num is no longer less than or equal to third num, I'm going to get out of here. Okay. So I first test to see if I should go in. And actually, I'm going to take a picture of that. Okay, so I say, is second num less than or equal to third num? Is second num less than or equal to third num? Yes. 5 is less than or equal to 12. 5 is less than 12, right? So that means that I'm going to go in. I'm going to go in and do the processing. If I got a no to that, I would not go in and do the processing. I would drop down to the end and get out of the loop. So if I got a no to that, I'd get out. So second num is less than or equal to third num. So I go in and the first question is first num greater than 500? And I'm going to erase this so that this stuff shows up a little better. Okay, so is first num greater than 500?
No.
No. So where do you think I'm going to go?
Else.
To the else. Okay? If first num was greater than 500, I would do that stuff. But it's not, so I go to the else. And the else says, okay, take first num and add 100 to it and put it back in first num. So it says, take first num, add 100 to it, and assign it back to first num. So I am going to now have what in first num?
200.
Now, the equal sign here, or what we think of as an equal sign, is actually an assignment sign. Because if you look at it, first num is not equal to first num plus 100, right? Is first num equal to first num plus 100 in algebra, you know, with math? Okay, first num is equal to first num. It's not equal to first num plus 100. So this is not an equal statement. First num is not equal to first num plus 100. What I'm saying is, do the calculation that is on the right. So take first num, add 100 to it, and then assign it back to first num. So I took first num, added 100 to it, and put the answer back into first num. So first num is now 200. So what did it tell me to do on the next line?
Take the third number and minus 1.
Right. Third num minus 1 and put it back in third num. So what's third num now?
11.
Okay. So I put it back and it's now 11. That's the end of the if, and it's also the end of the loop. So when I hit the end of the loop, I go back and check and see if I should do it again. So I'm asking that question. Is second num less than or equal to third num?
Yes.
Yes. So I go in again. Is first num greater than 500?
No.
No. So I take the else. So as a result of the else, what is first num now?
300.
And what is third num now? Pardon?
10.
Okay. So I went through and did that. I hit the end of the if, so the if is done. I hit the end of the loop, and the loop goes back to check and see if it should do it again. Is second num less than or equal to third num?
Yes.
Yes. So I go in. Is first num greater than 500?
No.
No. So I do the else. And now first num is going to be what?
400.
Right? And what is third num going to be?
9.
Okay.
You just keep repeating.
And after we do this a few times, you'll be very glad that the computer gets to do the repeating and not you. Okay? Yeah. So, I've now got this, and it's the end of the if, and it's the end of the loop, and I go back. Is second num less than or equal to third num?
Yes.
Yes. So I go in. Is first num greater than 500?
Nope.
No. So I do the same thing I've been doing. I add 100 here, and I subtract 1 over there. Okay?
Oh, my God. That's how you do it?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
That's only it's done in nanoseconds inside a computer.
Yeah.
We're not as fast. So now it goes back. Is second num less than or equal to third num?
Yes.
Yes. Is first num greater than 500?
No.
Yeah. No. So what do? I do the else, and I add, and I subtract.
600 comes to 7.
Right. And now I go back. So I'm now saying, okay, is second num less than or equal to third num?
Yes.
Yes. Is first num greater than 500?
Yes.
So that means now, what do?
First num times 2.
So this is now going to be?
1200.
And then what do to second num?
Add 1
to it. So it's now 6. Okay? Then I drop out. Because I don't hit this stuff, because this stuff was inside the else. So I simply drop out. Okay? So I hit the end of the loop and I go back. Is second num less than or equal to third num?
Yes.
Is first num greater than 500?
Yes.
So what do now?
Notice the first, double the first number.
That's right. So this becomes 2400. And what does this become?
Second num. Not third num.
Not third num.
Second num plus 1.
Thank you. That becomes that, right? I add 1 to it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's 1. I just looked. All right, so now I'm done with the if, I'm done with the loop, I go back. Is second num less than or equal to third num?
Yes,
they're equal. So I go inside. Is first num greater than 500?
Yes.
So I do this, and it becomes what?
4800.
And what else do I do?
Second num becomes 8.
Right. Okay, so now we drop out. And we go back, and I say, do while second num, which is 8, is less than or equal to third num.
It's not.
So where am I going to go? Yeah.
Why was the result when the first num was 1200? Why didn't that work out? Couldn't you just add those together and get your end result? Because wasn't everything all set?
Second num was still less than or equal to.
Okay.
Yeah, the comparison is second num to third num. Okay. So I now have dropped out of the loop. So what am I going to do next?
First num plus second num plus third num?
Right. I'm adding them together and putting them in result. So what is result going to be?
4,815.
Yep. And then I say display the result. So on the screen or wherever, I write the result. So I now know what the result is.
Okay?
Wow.
So that's the way that the logic works. And what we've seen here in this logic, whoops, this is definitely in the wrong place. Okay, what we've seen here is we've seen progression where it goes through one step at a time. Okay, that's the main thing. The program goes one step at a time. And if you didn't have any ifs and loops in there, it would just go through and do them all one step at a time. But I have if statements in there, so that makes it make choices about which ones it's going to do. And I have loops in there that allow for repetition. Okay? And the loop is what lets you read an entire file of data and process each record in the file in the same way, but depending on if statements that are asked, you will do different kinds of processing. Okay, what I want you to do now is problem two. So I want you to bring up problem two and solve it. And you're more than welcome to work with the person next to you or work alone or whatever you want to do, but solve it. Yes.
Can you come
here? Yeah. I'm having
a hard time finding the name. You know what your password is? No, your username is just, it's not the Gmail stuff. It's just the name.
Oh.
Your name. Is that the name that the school assigned you?
Yeah.
Okay. Then just write D. Davis 2030. And then they sent you a password. Do you have your password?
No.
Okay. So D. Davis 22, and then you put your password in down below.
God.
He hit the
maximum log in.
Oh, okay.
I have to go with it.
Right.
You can probably go with the next one, we said.
Okay.
If you get out a paper and pencil, you can just look on this with paper and pencil looking up there.
Yeah, after.
So she's going to get the logins reset. Yeah, yes.
So this doesn't have a loop in it, correct?
Yeah, no, it does. It has a do while loop.
This one just doesn't say the loop.
Oh, okay.
Right
okay.
Here.
What is it?
It's got a do while loop. And the end of the loop is right there with the end do.
Okay.
Okay. So if you get out paper and pencil, you can try working on it. Okay, while she's trying to get you reset.
Yeah, so you're trying to find the things like a little bit
first. Right. CP is just the name of the variable. Now I think of it as count. But it's the name of that variable, which is count equals zero. So when it first comes down here, CP is definitely less than six because it is zero. Okay? Wait until she comes back, okay?
So now CP is
to do that because she's having to reset it.
Yeah,
so she's been doing it all that resetting. Maybe
when you're still in the do also.
Well, that is down
to this. So you do this. Well, if you do have anything here, if CP.
Okay, how are we doing back here?
So then after you've
done
all that there, you have
to
have
that.
Got an answer?
So
for
this,
we
each time
to do this.
Yes. Okay. So I was wondering how that was going to ever be published. So
yeah, the yes statement ends before you do that.
Oh,
so there the yes statement ends, and then you end on the count.
Okay, see, I got kind of confused. I thought it was endless. If
C just turns.
The first number turns 3 here. You get 105. Now, second number is first number minus second number. Will we use the value we just got for our original value previous?
Because they said that if you turn it on and off,
you'll find out as soon as you
do.
Yeah. Probably.
Is that the password there?
No, not the Linux one.
Okay. Or the exact as BCC.
Yeah.
So I can't get that. Right. So you're going to have to go.
Yeah.
If you take a walk.
If you'll take a walk with me, we might be able to figure this out.
This is Lindsay, and she's the student instructor.
I know.
Okay.
That was just now when you got here.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
So,
here,
we've gone through the loop once, now we've come to here, where first num is first num times 3, so that brings it to 105. And then following, we have the second num, so we do the 105 minus the second num, or
yes,
previous?
Yes, yes,
okay.
Because it's already changed.
Okay.
105. What? Nope, it's a 3-digit number, 6-digit numbers, I recall.
Oh.
I think the answer is a 6-digit number, but I'm not sure I'm remembering.
So I have this. Yep, that's right.
Anybody got questions?
It's a little bit tedious, but that's my computer program does it. It's very similar to JavaScript, though. I took JavaScript in high school, the whole if else and all that.
That's
it's
right.
Java's while.
And in fact, we're going to do JavaScript next, so you're going to be great.
That.
And I'm going to actually have you return one of these problems in the job.
Okay.
Because they are postcards.
Yeah, they're very similar.
Yeah.
It's just a lot less of the, you know, semicolon.
That's right, exactly. Exactly. That's why pseudocode is a great way to just be able to think about the logic without being stuck with where am I.
All those things.
No, at one point with programming, they actually tried to divide it into
so
the
when is CT ever going to
be? The logic part, the programming part, and the logic part are paid with
their
money.
There's like a certain method, but I don't remember what
it is. Because the logic is the harder part. Okay? That's our handbook.
What did you announce?
Drop out of the if because the end if ends the if. And then, so either way, when you do this or when you do this,
the first number minus second,
there's two new ones. Yeah, this is the new one.
Yes, question.
When is CT ever going to increase?
Okay. That was what he just asked. You have an if statement here, right?
Yes.
You're going to either do that part or you're going to do the else part. And then the if statement ends, end if. So after the if statement ends, you keep dropping through and you hit count equals count plus one. So when you hit count equals count plus one, it increases by one. Take count, add one to it, and assign it back to count.
And then move back.
And then end do means now go back.
Okay. So done the if we've done the if once.
No, if the CT is less than 60, yes, you go to end. If it's less than 60, you go in and do all this.
So you basically just have to.
When it hits 6, that's when you drop out of it. Because as long as it's less than 6, I'm going to stay in the loop. As long as it's less than 6, I'm going to keep doing the loop. My memory is that this is a 6-digit answer. We'll find out if my memory knows what it's talking about.
Work answer is not greater, so you just go to the LCM.
That's why you're doing it. Hopefully figure out how it works. So, what questions?
So, I'm not really sure how to count.
Okay, you start out by setting up these barriers, just like I did up on the board. So you have a piece of nuclear paper. Paper's a wonderful thing. If you have paper, you can put, you know, each of those on it. Here, I'll get
you
a piece of paper.
So
if
you do an LC, don't
so have
one.
So you're going to start out by saying, okay, and you're assigned her.
So
you're assigning 25
and if.
And 50, and you're assigning all of those things.
That's the end of it.
Then you come down here and you say, okay, do while count is less than 6. Well, count is 0, and 0 is less than 6. So you're going to go in. And the first thing it tells you to do is take what's in first known and take what's in second known. And add them together, and put them in
the
work answer.
Work
answer is going to be 4 or 5.
Yeah.
So now you're going to put it in the work answer.
So this is going to like the next row?
Yes. And then once you put it in work answer, you're saying, if work answer is greater than true num, do this stuff. If it's not, do that stuff.
330.
That's right.
Is it making sense to you?
Yeah.
We're going to go through this in class after we got it.
Yeah.
That's why there's only two.
So CAPCT equals 6. Now here's the one part. Is CT less than 6?
Okay, who's confused and who's okay?
You don't do things that slowly.
Slowly but surely.
So well, that's lots better than
You do not add one to CT when you do an else.
Yes, you do it
you
either
do.
Way.
Okay.
Because look up here, the if has an else and an end if. Count equals count plus one is after the end if. So it's after I've done with the if, I add one to count. Okay, this is code for a dumb machine, so it goes very progressively, one step at a time, slowly, one step at a time. What did you get? What did you do on the very last one? What does it say to do the second round and third round?
The second round was first number and second, so can we put that out?
That's second round and that's third round. And now what does it say to do? What does it say to do right there? Wrong. Read.
First number. Multiply the third number.
Oh, it's just times third number. Okay.
The login sheet. Okay. Yeah, they just made us do a temporary login on those computers so we can get to the prompt to forget your password and all that.
So
he
has login.
Now
you're up to a 6-digit
number. Yeah. It was just missing a sign there.
I don't know
that. Yeah, it's closer than at least.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, what you've done is you look like you're doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the neat thing about a computer is it doesn't make callous mistakes, it doesn't make stupid mistakes, it just doesn't. Yeah, I think that may be right. But I don't remember. So, it may not. And then put it into a answer.
Is he online too?
Yes, maybe.
Yeah, do you have that list? Because I only have it in class.
Yeah, I think he is online.
So I got a record video.
Okay, how is everybody doing? Are you coming up with an answer?
Getting there. Slowly but surely.
Okay. Now, what about that? Now, let's see. could go back and look at last year's notes line and we could find out what the answer is. Okay, how you doing, folks? I haven't heard anything from this world. How you doing?
I read the,
Not as much important to get the right answer as that you get the right steps. If you can't add, subtract, multiply, divide, you live with that. Computers do that for you. Add one to count, they count. Add one to it, put it down, you count. Right.
So, make sure you write that, showed up on the.
Yep.
Okay.
No, you don't do that. You hit in blue, go back and check, please, to do it again. I keep.
Yeah.
Because I keep forgetting to touch it when there's a.
Yeah.
Write you on.
This is not.
You have to have a setting that you want to touch.
Well, this world is like new Windows laptops.
Oh, yeah, no, I've got.
Yeah.
I've got my laptop with, you know, just.
I'll be typing a lot so I get up my finger.
That's right. Okay, how we doing?
Almost there.
Okay. Because I'm going to do it in a minute. Yeah.
I had a question on the last part. Does that follow like
mathematical rules? So multiply gets us to what the answer is.
Is it a topic?
So is that going to be good?
So the second round times third round.
Yep, and then add the other side. Because that's good old Alan. Look like you're in a high range, so that's good.
That's the kind of ability you send to the bar.
Okay, I'm going to go over this now. So, wrap up what you're doing so that you can listen and follow, try to follow through and see if it matches what you did. So I'm going to start out and I'm going to have first num is going to be 25. And second num is going to be 50. And third num is going to be 75, 50. And fourth num is 100. And count is 0. Work answer is 0, and the answer, which we don't have to worry about for a while, is 0. Okay? So that's starting out my memory variables. So I start out, and I've got all of those now set up in memory. So I've initialized things. These are one-time things that I'm doing. Then I come down and I say, do while count is less than 6. Okay, I just set count at a 0, so clearly it's less than 6. So I go in. So the first thing, okay, quiet please. The first thing I do is say, I want to take what is in first number, what is in second number, add them together, and assign that to work answer. So I am going to take 25 plus 50 add them together at 75 and assign them to work answer. Yeah.
Obviously, it wasn't the case with this code, but what if it was a sequence that was trying to say, because that's what confused me originally, what if it was saying, do while CT is less than 6, and also the work answer is equal to first num and second num?
That would be fine.
Because that's what I thought it said, but if it, like, if the code was trying to say that, would it have to be in one line?
Yes, that would be the way to show it.
Okay.
Or indent it, or do something that makes it clear that that's what you wanted.
Okay.
So I've now got work answer equals to first num plus second num, and if you see me make a mistake, tell me, okay? So then I drop down and I say, okay, is work answer greater than third num?
No.
Is work answer greater than third num? No, they're the same, right? So what does that mean?
You add time to first, second.
Right, I go to the else. I go to the else, and I add 10 to first num, so that's now 35. 10 to second num, so it's now 60. And 10 to third number, so it's now 85, right? Okay? So now I have hit the end of the if. And again, this end if means the if is all done. So everything hits the count equals count plus one. Everything goes there because the if is over, it goes there. So it says take what is in count, which is a zero, add one to it, and put it back in count. So count is now a one. Okay? Then I hit the end of the do, and when I hit the end of the do, I go back. Because the nature of a loop is I do it over and over and over again depending on the criteria, what the criteria says. So I go back and it says, is count less than 6? Is it? Yeah, it's 1. So that's clearly less than 6. So then I drop in and I say work answer equals first num plus second num. Okay, first num is 35, second num is 60, so that is 95, right? And 95 now goes into work answer because I'm assigning it to work answer. And then I said, okay, is work answer greater than third num? Is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So that means I'm going to come in and do all of this. So the first thing it says to do is take fourth num and divide it by 2. So fourth num is now a 50, right? Then it says take first num and multiply it by 3 and put it back into first num. So first num has grown to 105, right? Then it says, okay, second num is equal to first num minus second num. So first num is 105, subtract 60 from 105 and I get 45, right? And I'm putting that into second num. Am I right so far? Okay. Stop me if I make a mistake, because it's very easy while you're talking not to add correctly. Okay. Then I say, now take third num, multiply it by 2, and put it back into third num. So this has gone up to 170, right?
Unless we're both wrong.
Okay. And that's conceivable. So then we don't do the else, because an if is done as either the if part or the else part. It doesn't do both. So I'm done with the if. There's the end if. So I now add one to count and put it back into count. So count has now gone up to a 2. So I go back. Do while count is less than 6. It is?
Yes.
So I go in and I say first num plus second num, that's 150, and I'm assigning that to work answer, right? So I'm putting that in work answer. Then I said, is work answer greater than third num? Is it?
No.
No. So what do?
Add 10 to first, second, and third num.
Right. So I take the else, right? And I add to each one. I take the else, and I make first num go up by 10, and I make second num go up by 10, and I make third num go up by 10. Okay, so they've each increased by 10. And that's the end of the if. And I add one to count and put it back into count, so count's now a 3. Okay. So now I go back. Is count less than 6? Yes, it is. Take first num and second num and add them together. That's 170. And put it into work answer, right? I'd like some reassuring rights.
Yes.
Okay. So I put that in there. And now I'm saying, is work answer greater than third num?
No.
So what do I do?
Go back to the else.
Go back to the else and add the tens. So 125, 65, and 190. And then I'm done with the if. So I drop out, and the next thing it does is say take count, add one to it, and put it back in count. So count's now up to a 4. I loop back. Do our count is less than 6? It is. I take first num plus second num, which is what, 190?
Yes.
And I am assigning that to work answer. So I've got 190 in there. Is work answer greater than third num?
No.
No. So I go down and do my add 10. So I'm up to 135. I'm up to 75, and I'm up to 200. Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Why not just put the count in the if in the else?
Because I didn't want to.
Okay, but you could if you...
Sure. But I wanted to make the point of when the if is done, you drop down and do the next instruction. Okay, so now he messed me up. And I think I've added 10 to everything, did I?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. No more questions until I get this part done. Okay, then I add one to count, and it's up to a 5, and I hadn't done that, right?
No.
Okay. I can lose track very easily. All right, so now I go back. God bless the computers. They don't lose track. All right, so now I come back. It's count less than 6.
Yes.
So I go in, and first num plus second num is now up to 210, right?
Yes.
And I put that into work answer. Okay? Is work answer greater than third num?
Yes.
So I come in, and I take fourth num and divide it by 2, so it's 25. I take first num and multiply it by 3, so it is what? 405. Right?
Yes.
I take first num, which is 405, subtract second num, which is 75, so that's 330. And I put that into second num. And I take third num and multiply it by 2 and put it back into third num. Okay? Then I drop out of the if and I add 1 to count. So count is now a 6. And I go back and it says do while count is less than 6. Count is no longer less than 6. So I drop out of the entire do, I go to the end do, and then I go to that instruction right after the end do. Now that's instruction says take first num plus second num multiplied by third num plus fourth num. So following the rules of mathematics, the first thing I'm going to do is to take and say second num is 330, third num is 400. I'm multiplying those together. No, I've got too many zeros there, haven't I?
You're supposed to add them first.
No, not supposed to add.
No.
Multipliers take precedence over addition.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Zero, 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 two, carry the one, 132. I managed to multiply that right? Somebody tell me I multiplied it right.
Yes.
Okay. 400 times 300 is 132,000. And then I add first num, which is 405, and I add in fourth num, which is 25. 0, 3, oh, I'm not going to write it there. Okay, so it's going to be 132,430, right?
Yes.
Anybody come up with that? Well, hope it was right. 132,430. I think that seems vaguely right. And so that becomes the answer. And the next thing I do is I display that on the screen, so I get 132,430 on the screen. The important thing is not that you manage to add, subtract, multiply, and divide right. The important thing is that you followed the logic right, and that you did the logic and understand the sequence of the logic. Yes, no, maybe? Okay, does the logic make sense? Do you see how it works? Okay. So this is how it works. And as I said before, programmers have to do two things. They have to do logic, and then they have to write code. And this is the logic part. And at one point, they decided they would try to have two different people work on a project. One would do the logic, one would do the code. They decided actually that didn't work too well, but so they put it back together. But when they did try the separation, the one that got the most money, the salary, higher salary, was the logic person. Okay? Because the logic is the hard part to do. Once you know a language, and learning the language has a definite learning curve, but once you know the language, implementing the logic in the language is the easy part. Figuring out the logic of how we're going to solve the problem is the hard part. So this is looking at the logic. Okay. Now, I think we'll take this away. Okay. Last time I gave you a PowerPoint on logical if structures, and I strongly suggested that you go through those. And those go through all of the different kinds of if statements that you can have. Okay. This week I've put up the structure for loops, and I want to look at that. Okay. So the programming logic involves three structures. If a language can't handle these three things, then it is not considered a programming language. HTML can't handle these three things. So HTML is not a programming language. It's a hypertext markup language, but it's not a programming language. Now, after this, we will be looking at JavaScript, and JavaScript can be added into HTML, and JavaScript can do all these things. So JavaScript allows me to, if I add it to HTML, I can get some programming done. Okay? So the three things I need to have programming is I need sequence, where I do one instruction, drop down and do the next, drop down and do the next, and we just watch that happen in those problems we were doing. Okay? The other thing I have to have is selection or conditions. And I absolutely promise you that this question is going to come up on your final exam. Okay? So this one is important. I think it's important. You're going to see it again. You'll probably see it on a quiz at some point. You're going to see this to haunt you. So learn it now. So I've got sequence. I've got selection, which is asking a question of processing depending on the answer I get. And I've got a loop, which allows me to do something over and over and over again. So with my loop, this is my condition, and this is my processing. So I ask a question, and then if I get a yes, I get the processing. Just like we just did with the count, is count less than 6? And if count was less than 6, we processed. And as soon as count was no longer less than 6, we dropped out. Okay? We ended the loop. Okay, there's two kinds of loops that you can do. One of them is you ask, like what we just did, you ask a question, and then you process. And then you go back, and you ask the question, and you process. Now, it's possible that I might never process. I might never process if I got a no to the condition. So if I had, for example, set count at 100, when I was setting up the memory variables, if I made count 100, and then I came in and asked the question, is count less than 6? I would have got a no. And that means I would never go into the loop. Because I got a no, and I would never go into the loop. So if you ask this structure, it's possible that you'll never do the loop. Okay? In decisions, we always show the yes going off to the right, the no going off to the left. With conditions, it's usually the yes going off to the right and the no drops down. You know, for some reason, that's the way they tend to code. Okay, the next one does processing and then asks the question. So the processing gets done and then the question gets answered. So I always do it at least once. I always do it at least once because what it's showing is processing and then ask if I want to do it again. But do the processing and then ask the question, do you want to do it again? So if you process first and then ask the question, you're always going to do it once. Because you don't ask the question until after you've done it once. You may never go back and do it again, but you're always going to do it once. Okay, so here is an example. I've got what is called an initializing read. And an initializing read is that I am going to read the first record on a file, let's say I'm working with a file, the initializing read will read the first record. Then I go down and I ask, is it not end of file? EOF stands for end of file. Okay? If it is end of file, then that means I've read everything on the file. Or I have a file that nothing is on. Okay? So I read the first record as long as it's not end of file. In other words, if I tried to read the first record and it came back and said there's nothing there, then I would stop. But as long as I successfully read the first record, thank you, ma'am. As long as I successfully read the first record, then I say, as long as it's not in the file, which means I successfully read, process, and then read again. Process, and then read again. And then go back. If that read was successful, so it's not in the file, process and read again. If that read was successful, go back, or actually go back anyway. Read, go back, as long as it's not in the file, process again, and then read. And I just go through that until eventually that last read is not successful. Okay, because I've hit in the file. So I try to read, there's nothing there. The end of file marker is there. At the end of a file, there is a marker that says it's done. So I come back, it is end of file, so I stop. So I go through and I process and then read again and process and then read. And if I'm reading a file, that's the way I do it. Okay? And reading a file is one of the main things that we do. Is we read tables that contain data that we want. The way you get your paycheck is it reads a table or a file that has your information about what to pay you on it, and it writes a paycheck in processing. Okay. Questions? Okay. And we will try a few of these after we look at a theory. Wait a minute. Yeah, that's right. Okay. So let's say I have a counter and I have a start point. So instead of looking at a file, I have a counter and I have a start point. Okay. So let's say that the counter, I made 4. The start point is 4. Okay, so my start point is going to be 4. And so I take the start point and I move it to counter, so it now has a 4. I have a stop point that, I think it's easier to do math if we started out at 1. And have the stop point 4. Now we don't have to worry about adding more. Okay, so we're starting out, and counter is going to start out at 1. Okay? So the first thing I do is I come in and I say, is counter less than the stop point? Yes, it is, right? So I process. So I process record 1. Whatever it is that I want to do to it, I process record 1, or I do process 1, or whatever. Then I increment the counter. So the counter is now 2. And I go back. Is counter still less than stop point? Yes, it is. So I process 2. Whatever it is, I do the processing on 2. Okay? And after I do that, I increment the counter, and it's now to 3. And I go back. Is counter less than the stop point? Yes, it is. So I process the third thing, okay? And then I add one to the counter, and it's now up to four. I go back, and it says, is counter less than stop point? No, it's not, so I'm done. I drop out, okay? Because my stop point was four. Okay? So at that point, I drop out. So that's how I do the processing in that kind of a loop. Questions? Okay. Okay, on this one, I set the counter again, and we'll use the same numbers. So my start point is going to be 1, my stop point is going to be 4.
Okay.
So I'm now saying counter is going to be set at 1. Because I'm setting counter equal to my stop point. So I go and process. So I'm processing 1. Okay, I process 1. And then I add 1 to the counter. And if the counter is not equal to the stop point, I go back and I process 2. And then I increment the counter. And if the counter is not equal to the stop point, then I go back and I process 3. And then I increment the counter. And I come down and I say, if the counter is not equal to the stop point, but it is, so I am. So in this one, I did the processing before I checked. In the other one, I did the processing after I checked, and either one, it works. Okay. Now, there are some important rules here when you're dealing with loops. And this is another question that will come back to haunt you. The looping structure is I initialize the counter outside the loop to a start point. So I have 3 things I have to do if I'm keeping track of the counter. Okay, there's 3 things I have to do. I have to set the control, and that's what we call it. I have to set the control. And the control might be counter. So I have to set the control. Then I need to check the control. And I need to change the control. Okay? If in the one that you just worked at, if you never added 1 to count, count would have stayed 0, and 0 would always be less than 6, and you'd be doing it forever. So if I don't change the control, which I did in that example you just did, where you said, I said count equals count plus 1, that changed the control, okay? If I hadn't put that line there, count would have stayed 0 and the program would never have ended because I said do until, and there was my check. So I set the counter to 0. In my example, I set the counter, oh, it was count, wasn't it? I set count to 0. That was setting the control. I checked the control by asking the question, is count less than six? So that's how I checked the control. And I changed the control by saying count equals count plus one. Okay? So I established the control at zero. Then I checked the control by saying, okay, is it less than six? And then I changed the control by adding one to it. Okay? Here, I set counter. I incremented counter, which changed it. I checked counter. And I always have to do that. And if you look back at the previous one, I did the same thing. I set the counter, I checked the counter, and I changed the counter. So I did all three things. Okay? And you always have to do that to have a successful loop. Okay, how many people have looked at the presentation on logical if statements? Well, at least there's no liars in the room. Okay, I strongly suggest that you do that. Okay, this is the presentation on logical ifs. You don't have much reading to do, you should be doing this. Okay. I've got 4 minutes, so I'm going to look at a couple of these. I'm going to look at the last one. What does that one tell us about? It says, okay, I'm going to check if inventory code equals A. And if it does, I'm going to say, okay, then if amount first is greater than 500, do this. So I'm saying, if the inventory code equals A, and amount first is greater than 500, do this. If the inventory code equals A, but amount first is not greater than 500, I get another question to ask. And that other question is amount second greater than 200? If it is, I do this. If it's not, I do this. If inventory code is not A, I do the move code problem to message. Okay. So I can write this in pseudocode by saying, if inventory code equals A, there it is, then drop down. If amount first is greater than 500, do the move 500 okay to message. If the answer to that question is no, then go over and ask, is amount second greater than 200? If it is, move 200 okay to message. Else, move problem to message. End this if, and then I say else, which attaches to if inventory code equals A. And so the else on that is move code problem to message. Okay. I strongly suggest you go through and look at these. And I'll give you a homework on Thursday that will kind of indicate whether or not you've done it or not. So I suggest you do that. Okay, we're done.